Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's get the local facts, what's happening in our communities from Block Club Chicago. Here's Jen Sabella. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good. Tell us about this surprise inspection by the city.
So we were covering the protests over the weekend, the first weekend of protests, which was the weekend of May 30th, May 31st. And the Chicago Freedom School, they train young organizers of color, and they have a home base at 719 South State Street, so they're right downtown. They started tweeting. Actually, the school itself didn't start tweeting, but a lot of people who know about the school, they started tweeting out, hey, if you're stuck in the loop, you need to get a ride home, you're hungry, you need water, you need to charge your phone, come by, and we've got chargers, you could take a rest and get some granola bars or whatever. So it went, you know, a couple aldermen shared it. When the CTA was stopped and the bridges were raised downtown, and people's phones were dead, they were like, how are we going to get out of downtown? We don't live downtown. So people headed to the Freedom School, and they were arranging rides home for young people who came by. So around 11:30 p.m. that night on May 30th, all the youth were gone. All the protesters were gone. Some of the organizers were just left cleaning up. And the police came with someone from the Department of Business Affairs, and they cited the Freedom School and issued a cease and desist notice for preparing and serving large quantities of food without a proper retail food establishment license, which is bizarre, you know, because as you probably know at WGN and in our newsroom, sometimes we order pizzas for the staff, which mm-hmm. I don't think is serving large quantities of food. I don't think we needed a retail license to order pizza for our staff, but they were cited for that. And the staff there is just looking to get this cease and desist off of their record, essentially. There's not a fine associated with it, but they say that it could hurt their lease renewal. Their landlord had to be notified of it, and they just don't want to have that on their record when they're trying to find, you know, a place to rent or a place to bring the school. So they're pretty frustrated. The city, in comments to our reporter, kind of just doubled down and said they weren't targeted and that they had a report of a large group of people. But yeah, the school is pushing back, and I believe they got an attorney involved, so we will see what happens from there. They're just trying to, you know, they also are a 501c3 nonprofit, so they're worried that any kind of punishment from the city could harm that 501c3 status.
The Chicago Freedom School is at 719 South State. You'd think with all that's been going on, the Department of Business Affairs and Consumer Protection would have other things to deal with, but
yeah, bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, keep us posted on that. Now to Edgewater, and one of that neighborhood's most prominent antique shops has closed, but the business may come back in a different form, right?
Right. This one was such a bummer for me. I bought so much stuff from there over the years. I love vintage and mid-century modern, like, furniture and knickknacks. And this Edgewater Antique Mall had everything. They had all these little stands with, like, whether you collected, you know, old vintage magazines or toy cars or, you know, furniture, you could find something. And jewelry, you could find something there. But since the coronavirus pandemic, retail shops in general were hit hard, but antiques and resale shops were really hit hard because they don't have any of their inventory online. It's such a rotating, you know, mm-hmm. cycle of what comes in and what goes out, and everything's one of a kind. So it's not really easy to build, you know, an online store for a vintage shop. So they have decided to close after 18 years in the neighborhood. It's really sad, but they've been trying to post some of the photos of what they have in the shop on their Instagram account and selling it through Instagram. So they might actually make the transition to an online presence only. for me, as like a vintage shopper, it's a bummer. I like going in person. Maybe I'm old school, but you totally understand, you know, the need to keep up with the rent, and they had, you know, people working there, and when it's been closed for so long and their margins are already pretty slim, I guess it's understandable, but it's a loss for the neighborhood for sure.
It's been a while, but I remember being there, the Edgewater Antique Mall, 6314 North Broadway, and like you say, you really can't go online and have the same pleasure as you do walking through all that, picking up merchandise, touching it. So, you know, that is a loss. There's also a loss in Andersonville of a big street festival that was supposed to happen this weekend, and it's been canceled, hasn't it?
Right. So around the time when everyone started canceling things for coronavirus, the Andersonville Midsummer Fest was trying to hold on hope. And they pushed the festival back to August, hoping that things would be better by then and they'd be able to have it then. But the city will not issue any special event permits through Labor Day. So they were forced to call it off. And they're now going to host a virtual event called Andersonville at Home, just in an effort to raise some money for the Chamber of Commerce there, which, you know, puts on events, and they do a lot of like sprucing up Clark Street and, you know, helping with businesses in the area. So they're going to have live music streaming, and there's going to be a raffle, $10 donation buys your way in, and there's prizes from Bryn Mawr Jewelry, so, you know, a diamond necklace, a $500 gift card to the Guesthouse Hotel, and a membership to Cheetah Gym when gyms reopen. Mm-hmm. So, people are being encouraged to, you know, stay home, but support and tune in online and check it out.
Will do. There is your extremely local news from Block Club Chicago. Jen Sabella, thanks as always, Jen. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob. Have a good one.